Years ago, a friend used to annoy other motorists by what he called vermonting them to death, imitating elderly relatives making their weekly trip to town, driving well under the limit, just over the center line, backing up traffic. I've probably become one of those people who irritate others by driving like I'm early for church. Sure, it's fall, but that's not the real reason. The road through our neighborhood hosts a virtual Noah's Ark of animals dominating the thoroughfare. Frequent travelers are hardwired to slow down at regular intervals for chickens, barnyard geese, a pair of tame mallard ducks, an aged and quite deaf Labrador retriever, the occasional sheep, more chickens, and more geese. It's second nature by now, and half the time I don't even look to see if they're actually there. It used to be even busier. Before my next-door neighbor gave up dairying, his cows made unexpected appearances calculated to keep drivers alert. Another neighbor gave free rein to an enormous pig, which regarded anything smaller than a dump truck as worthy of challenging for road dominance. With an entourage of sheep, it would stand placidly in the center of the road as drivers carefully edged by, trying not to slide into the brook below. Years of threading my way through this living obstacle course not only made me a cautious driver, but helped me become a better birder and botanist, which makes me drive even more slowly. Wasn't that an indigo bunting? Aren't the asters out early by that culvert? Everything's worthy of more careful examination. In the right season, this is prime habitat for scarlet tanagers. Let's just have a look, shall we? So by the time I reach the main road, I've become habituated to driving slowly. It takes being seriously tailgated before I remember to get a little closer to the limit. Although it may irritate some of those behind me, I confess with some amazement that I've completely lost the aggressive, hair-trigger, fighter-pilot habits that sustained me for years in Boston traffic. I haven't pulled out to pass anyone in years. Other drivers really don't seem to mind and wave as they speed past. At least I think that's a wave. They're waving, aren't they?